Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Silicon Dreams, and joining me today I have Vishal Gondal from GoKey, and we are going to learn more about GoKey as well as learn more about Vishal here. Vishal, thank you for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me. Really, really excited to be with you.
I'm excited to talk to you about GoKey too. So before we get into GoKey, why don't you tell our audiences, who are you? What is your claim to fame?
Well, my name is Vishal Gondal and I'm the founder of GoKey. Before GoKey, I founded India Games. At the age of 16, which ended up becoming India's biggest gaming company. I raised venture capital in the year 1999.
When people didn't even know about venture capital.
India Games ended up becoming very large. We had 63% market share. And this is before the smartphone. So our games were more on the feature phones. We sold the company to Walt Disney in 2012. I was with Disney for about a year. And in 2014, I started my new venture, GoKey, where I was combining two things, my love for gaming and my love for health. So GoKey is, in a way, gamified healthcare. We have our own devices. So there is a GoKey wearable. There are health coaches, doctors, and you can pretty much manage your entire life and health on GoKey.
So GoKey is also part of Animoca Brands, and ladies and gentlemen, if you go and look at Animoca Brands, they have a fabulous portfolio of over 400 or 500 companies that they have backed, and it's an amazing community to be a part of. Now let's learn more about GoKey. When did you found GoKey? What has been, what are some of the milestones? Would you like to share those with us? And before we even actually get to that, I would love to ask you that what inspired you to create GoKey? And especially create GoKey on Web3.
So when I was in school, I was a national level volleyball player.
Wow.
Fit and athletic. But when I was running my own games company, and like a lot of people in Web3, you were only spending hours in front of a computer.
Even Web2.
And I ended up becoming a volleyball myself. I weighed almost 120 kgs. I tried every diet, every exercise to become healthy, but nothing worked. What worked was when I started working with the remote coach who used to message me, motivate me, guide me. And that's how, from being a couch potato, I ran 13 half marathons. I trekked to Everest Base Camp. And that's when I got the aha moment that the problem of health is not information or access. Everybody thinks that, hey, connect me to a good doctor or a good dietitian or give me some new diet or a new pill. The reality is that everybody knows they should not be smoking. It's written on the pack. They should not be eating junk food. But we do that because of lack of motivation.
Yes.
And gamification has all the right elements to motivate people. So the insight came from my own experience of going through a bad health, and I think everybody out here can relate to this, that you try a diet and you get out of it. And that's when the idea came of creating GoKey. And remember, this is pre-Web3. So GoKey is almost 10 years old now.
Wow.
We have raised almost $40 million in GoKey from some of the best investors in the world. We have Japanese investors, Animoca, we have Silicon Valley investors, we have Mitsui. And we also have Modality, which is part of the NHS in the UK, who invested in us. So as far as GoKey is concerned, we have millions of users in India. We are launched in UK. And we are now integrated into the health insurance system. So think about GoKey as...
Health insurance system in which countries?
In India already.
Okay,
so
nice.
As you become healthy on GoKey, we get your health score. And that score is connected to your health insurance plan. So as you become healthy, your premiums actually drop. So GoKey created a gamified healthcare system. And we then introduced something called GoKey Cash. This was introduced in 2018 to reward you as you become healthy. So we created a rewards program.
Before we jump into the basics of the rewards program, and I'd love to explore that, just want to also let people know that value-based care, right, a couple of years ago throughout the world, starting from US, we did see a big shift in healthcare focusing on value-based care because no two people are the same. And platforms like GoKey they do inspire and motivate people to do more, challenge themselves more. Because as human beings, we often love the idea of being challenged. And that's why when you have anything that is gamified, you're competing against friends, or you're even just trying to beat your own personal bests, it becomes an excellent exercise. And more importantly, it also keeps you healthier. So it has keeping yourself healthy has become an important narrative in the entire value-based care ecosystem as
especially
well.
Especially post-COVID. Another thing which, you know, just to kind of add to what you just said, the current healthcare system is actually a sick care system. It is not designed to keep you healthy. It is
preventive
more designed for sickness.
Yes.
We are building a preventive healthcare system, and rewards or incentivization plays a huge role in that process, which is why the natural extension for us was to now take our platform from Web 2 to Web 3, which is why when Yatsu and we met and we spoke about this, Animoca put in $10 million in the Gokie business itself as an equity round, because Animoca is now trying to expand beyond gaming. They've launched the EDU with Open Campus and TinyTap. And similarly with Gokie, the vision was, how can we create an alternate healthcare system where people are incentivized to eat healthy, exercise, take their health checkups, talk to a doctor. So creating a system, because currently the system is geared more towards pharma companies. They are making the ones making the money and
yes,
billions.
They are.
So what we are saying is that imagine if you can flip the coin here and get people to be more and more incentivized to be healthy, that changes the game. And that's where the Web3 token comes in. And that's where universal health token as a concept was born, which is why we are very excited.
Let's jump into Gokie Cash and Universal Health Token, right? Tell us more. What is it?
So Gokie Cash was created in 2018. It was designed as not a token. It was designed more as a loyalty point.
A reward
which you
system.
Earn, a reward system. However, the challenge we faced was it was non-interoperable. It could only be used in our own network. And as we wanted to get expanded, for example, we wanted insurance companies to be able to use it, or a spa, or a yoga studio, or a gym. So we started facing challenges by using a closed loop system like Gokie Cash, which is why getting something on the Ethereum or on an EVM as an ERC20 token made a lot of sense, because it now suddenly becomes interoperable across the world. So you could demonstrate that you are healthy in Dubai and go to LA and redeem that for a point there. So that is what we truly wanted to build, because it, as you know, that traditional loyalty point systems are closed and non-transparent. What we are trying to bring is transparency. So the use case for UHT is one of the best use cases. In fact, we were featured last year at the World Government Summit, where we spoke to regulators about what we are doing. And for the first time, we were applauded by governments and regulators, because governments don't have money for healthcare. And we are saying, listen, you don't need to spend any money. We will incentivize them, and we will show you with data that how this person has actually reduced their HbA1c levels, their cholesterol levels. So all our biomarkers are clinical biomarkers.
Right.
So this is not move to one there where you can make your dog walk and get, you know, some token. This is all about real health data. And this is secure with high-grade privacy.
I would love to ask you, how are you getting this biomarker information? Like, you know, when you're talking about things like cholesterol, etc., it's not easy to just get that with your smartwatch. So it's just out of inquisitiveness.
No,
but
no,
I would love to know that.
Absolutely interesting question.
There are very few there are a lot of gamified health apps there, right, where you're normally competing that, hey, I've walked more steps than you did, and that is where you could probably put it on your dog, and then, you know, the dog runs off the entire day. But you're talking about real biomarkers, right? You're talking about your glucose levels, for example, right? You're talking about cholesterol. Where is that data coming
from? So we actually integrate with EMR systems.
Got it. Okay,
so we are integrated with hospital systems, EMR systems, insurance systems, and you as a user with permission share that data with us. However, we don't share your data with any company. What you just get is a Gokie age, So the way we have designed the whole program or a game is you have your virtual avatar, and as you become healthy, your avatar becomes younger. So you can actually see how young you are, and the insurance company can now see your avatar and its age and the level. And we have four levels on our system. It's called SAFE: sedentary, active, fit, and elite. So if you're an elite level, you get very different benefits. So just like how an airline, if you're a platinum member, a gold member, a bronze member. So these are the four levels, and that is connected to your age. And we worked extensively to create insurance underwriting model. So what we are saying is that you may be chronologically 50 years old or 40 years old, but because you exercise, go to a gym, you may be actually 25 years old.
Yeah.
So the insurance company now risks you not at 40, but 25. And you get the additional benefit of this. And we have proved this with clinical data. So one of the best things about Gokey and UHT is that we are working with the system so that they understand this, not outside the system.
Amazing. And it is extremely important to know about these differences, by the way, guys, right? Because today, unfortunately, the entire healthcare system is sort of a one-size-fits-all. And insurance underwriting, as you mentioned, is hugely reliant on age as a factor, because a lot of chronic diseases and
they ask you whether you are a smoker or a non-smoker. You know, if you live in cities like Mumbai, Delhi, there's already so much pollution.
It doesn't matter if you're a non-smoker. Your AQI is 300 on some good days. So, exactly. You know, you're already a smoker, whether you like it or not. And these things are extremely important. The preventive care markers, you know, what we are talking about. I absolutely love the idea that, I should say that, the idea of universal health token is amazing, but guys, just think about it. Your own health is also a currency, right? You need to value that too. As you're progressing, you're not just being able to rake in rewards, but remember, you're becoming healthier. And the healthier you become, that in itself is a huge asset, right? Your health is a big asset, and you can grow that.
So your body has billions of data markers, billions.
Right.
Your heartbeat, your levels.
Your DNA has so many markers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What is currently happening is your markers are being used by the pharma industry to create drugs, and you are getting nothing out of it, right? So the point really is just the way what is happening in traditional gaming or social networking, the entire pharmaceutical industry is using our data and our behavior and doing clinical trials on us. While the future is about personalized medicine. So as the medicine becomes more personal, personalized medicine is linked to behavior and how do you spend your daily life. So the best example I give is, imagine there is a highway and there are crashes happening in the highway. The solution the people come up with is, say, let's create more garages and let's have more mechanics. Guess what? That did not reduce the accidents. That actually increases the accident, because now there is more competition of garages and mechanics. The way you stop accidents is by making people drive slower, wear a seat belt, don't drink and drive, follow the traffic rules, have a good
education,
maintained car.
Literacy.
Similarly, in health, 85% of deaths are caused by chronic diseases, diabetes,
yes,
cholesterol, hypertension. Solution of these diseases is not to have a pill or get some surgery or have some kind of procedure. It's about reduce carbohydrate intake, increase activity, reduce stress, improve your
better
sleep.
Better lifestyle,
so
becoming healthier.
The solution lies in a very different aspect, and there is no incentive layer built on it. While there is so much incentive, billions and trillions in selling you medicines. So we want to flip the entire thing on top of it, which is why a system like NHS likes us, a system like insurance likes us. So anybody who's a payer of healthcare completely wants to adopt UHT, because...
By the way, for the layman, a payer is an insurance company.
Not just insurance company, government, or you could be
self-payer.
Anyone
who is paying.
If you pay for your own...
self-insured.
You are self-insured. Imagine
mostly the large companies, like when you're looking at companies like Google, Microsoft, these companies are self-insured, so they are also inherently vested in the health of their employees.
And just to kind of give you an interesting example, we just signed up one of the world's largest IT company with 250,000 employees on our platform. So there is a massive benefit. But the best part is that, unlike normal tokens, where the utility is very limited. You either stake the token or sell it or hold. Our entire utility actually is redemption on across our network. So our use case, most of our users are not using this as a crypto investment. This is actually real utility built. Of course, the best part is if you do want to hold, and you can do that too. But most people are actually directly wanting to use it to buy a product, because that makes these health products more affordable.
So it is an in-app currency as well. There are many products to choose from where you can go and redeem these tokens. So you don't have to wait until this token moons in order to go and benefit from it. But again, I would want to reiterate that more importantly, with the gamification, you're challenging yourself. It makes you feel better. But in the long term, you are becoming healthier. So that is like the best currency, the best asset that you can grow. And Goki is doing an amazing job building it. I absolutely love what you're working on. I know that you have had some really nice celebrity successes as well. I would love for you to just talk about that, Vishal, just so that people know a little more about you, you know, what a colorful personality you have. And all of these celebrity successes, they don't just come because you know you're someone famous, you're just working with them. A lot of the times the celebrities also are very careful about whom they endorse and whom they work with. So I'd love to know more about that.
So one of our close collaborators and brand ambassador is the superstar Akshay Kumar. And
we know Akshay Kumar is a fitness freak. Yeah, I mean,
and that's exactly,
look at his body even now.
So we did a survey sometime in 2015 of 10,000 people and asked them, who do you trust in health? And who do you not trust? 98% people said they don't trust doctors or they don't trust hospitals.
Unfortunate. That's unfortunate. But I
because
can also understand
why. There is so much
why.
Mistrust in the system.
Yes.
But you know who was the number one person they trusted in health? It was Baba Ramdev. And
wow.
The number two person was Akshay Kumar. Of course, Baba Ramdev has his own empire with Patanjali. And we all know that he's building such a big thing. So, of course, we could not go to Baba Ramdev. But when we met Akshay and his team, they went through the report and we scientifically showed him that what he's doing, people resonated. And in our case, he was the only choice. It was not like we were looking at Akshay Kumar and then there were five other actors. We said, listen, our ethos and our vision of preventive healthcare completely aligns with this vision. And that is how we landed somebody like Akshay, because he believes in it. And you know something? On our app, what do we call our users? They are called players or Khiladi. And which is, even as Akshay Kumar is also very popularly known as Khiladi. So the idea is to give you a mindset of being a player in the game of life.
So Akshay Kumar is a famous Bollywood celebrity and he is well into his 50s now. I might
50s,
be getting
but,
that
you
wrong,
know,
but God, you know, a lot of young girls still pine for him. So he has an amazing personality. And that is one nice thing about him also being your ambassador, because you're not bringing like a 25-year-old who already has a good physical bod, right? Folks like Akshay Kumar, they obviously inspire people because you're looking at them, you see how healthy they are in 50 and then those are the people that you aspire to be when, as you are aging. You also spoke about your character growing younger, and that is fun because for a lot of people, we still haven't gotten to a part where scientifically reverse aging is possible. We may get there sooner or later, but as you said, our body, the body becoming healthier, right? It makes a huge difference. Just like you, even I have been on a little bit of a weight loss journey, so I absolutely resonate with what you said. And with age, it actually becomes more and more difficult because I lost weight, I gained it again, and now I need to start my journey again, right? And it's not that easy. You have to find ways to motivate yourself. You need to just do more. And I feel like apps like Goki can absolutely take people there. All right, so before we wrap up, I would love for you to just leave our audiences with a call to action. Tell them where to find Goki and also just leave them with something inspirational.
So first of all, you can download the Goki app. It's on all app stores and you can immediately start earning UHT rewards.
And I also want to mention that Goki is spelled G-O-Q-I-I. So that's Golf Omega Queen India India.
The other and the most other important aspect is that we are entering a world where our attention is becoming the biggest currency. social media apps, Netflix, Amazon.
Everyone is fighting for it.
Everybody is fighting for our attention, and they are monetizing the attention at the cost of your health. We are losing our sleep because of Netflix. We are losing our mental health because of apps like TikTok and Instagram. We are losing our diet because of all the food delivery apps. And we are also becoming more and more lazier given all the content around us. So you need to now flip this on top and think about how do you monetize your time. And from waking up to going to sleep, if you could replace everything with a healthy habit and document and share that data, that can not only make you healthy, but it can also make you wealthy. So that's the only one insight I would like to end this with.
Thank you. And again, guys, you know, health is wealth. And here, as you are building your health, you can also get a little wealthier. I'm going to definitely
be the Khiladi, as they say.
Yes, be the Khiladi, absolutely. So again, guys, go and look out for Gokhi. And Vishal, it was amazing having you here with us on the Silicon Dreams. And we look forward to the continued success of Gokhi.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.